On all I know, I have Aoife Ryan, a decluttering home and life expert. Good afternoon, Aoife. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for asking me along.
Okay, now I first heard about you, did a wonderful talk down in Clontarf Castle there a few weeks ago, and it was really terrific and very enlightening, I must say. So tell me how you got into this.
Well, I started this 18 months ago now. I had, prior to setting up a place for space, been working along in multinational company, quite busy, and my husband also. And we had done a renovation on our home, and it had taken up a good bit of time, good bit of stress. But when that was all sorted out and I was back living in it, I just kind of looked around and everything was in its place, and I'd lots of storage right, and the house just was functioning right for me. And then I decided that I wanted to be more around for my sons and more flexibility. So I just realised that all the answers kind of in my head, what I wanted to be doing, just kind of came to me from sitting in my own space and liking the area I was in.
Mm-hmm. And different people have different receptions. There's a few programs that you'll often see on the TV about clutter, but that's not exactly what you have in mind. That's only part of it to what people's perception of clutter is, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose what I've noticed is clutter can mean lots of different things to different people. You know, it can be the physical manifestation of unmade decisions. It can also be, besides the physical stuff, it can also relate to old ideas, toxic relationships. It can be bad habits, and predominantly people afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is go into spaces and just help people, you know, clear out from clutter, decluttering, and in some cases hoarding. But it doesn't even have to be that extreme. You know, it's just to give people a fresh space. Which we're working and we're so busy working that, like, our home is our sanctuary. So we come home in the evening and you should be not afraid to turn the key. It should be lovely and inviting for you and run well so that, you know, everyone's so busy and you know where everything is, from where all your kids, you know, leisure stuff or soccer gear, rugby gear, whatever the case may be, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love it the way you say, I mean, a great way you have of putting it as well is that when people come in, if they have a cluttered home in any way, they always feel that they have to do something. Even if they just move it around, but they can never just come home and relax. And there's always that little bit of agitation that I have to do something.
Yeah, and when I was doing the talk, that was, I was asked to do that talk in Clontarf for Roche Pharma, and I was just doing a bit more study into it because my audience were the oncology staff, and so they would obviously be familiar with stats and that type of thing. So, you know, delving a bit deeper into it, you know, it was women react more to clutter in their homes than men when they come in because, you know, and that would be my experience as well dealing with clients. Women in cluttered homes, they have a higher level of what's called the stress hormone cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And men just do not have the same level of cortisol, and therefore they're not as bothered or as stressed about living in that surroundings. What? So I gave an example there of a lady had come up to me 2 weeks ago, and I was at a soccer pitch in the morning, and she had said to me, "Oh, I hear what you do. I've relocated and come back from London to Dublin, and I've downsized from my 5-bed in London to a 3-bed in Dublin, and I really could do with some help. My husband's still working in London. I've got the kids here." Mm. And she goes, "It's just crazy. It's chaotic." So my advice to her was, you know, you can't ask your husband for approval of paying out a declutter or help because they don't have the same realization of it, or it doesn't bother them. And then her answer, in fairness to me, was, "Well, actually, it will get me off his back if he comes on board. Me getting mm-hmm. a declutter in to help me
yes.
will in turn help him, you know, because
it probably caused a lot of it as well." I mean, that's being
does,
honest about it.
Yeah.
Being a man, I'll admit to that. Yeah, sloppy.
Yeah, and my own husband won't see the same things I see. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I said, it just, when I have an organized home and things are running smoothly and my home is my priority, my family are my priority, and it allows me to be more creative, allows me to do the things I want to do, have time to go for coffee with my friends, have time to, you know, sit on the laptop and think of a next project. So it opens up creativity for you, and not to be afraid of to pursue what you want to do.
Okay. As I said, like taking up a year ago, getting that entrepreneurial spirit. So I'm sure that things are going well from the talk and the reaction that you got. It's going well. So, as I said, you've a wonderful, healthy approach. Apart, it's not just talking about decluttering. It's what it's good for your mental health and for stress levels. So can I separate the two and say, is part of your idea, for instance, that it's not just about throwing out stuff, it's just about tidying up stuff and putting stuff in its place, knowing where it is, all to do with that sort of thing? Is that what a main part of it is?
Yeah, well, it can be a bit of both, because, you know, my clients vary and they're not all the same, and people have asked me, what type of client do you have? And I don't have any particular stereotype. You know, it's so many different people, from busy working people to stay-at-home parents that are overwhelmed with the work that is involved with, you know, looking after a family at home. So, you know, the mental health and the organisation, going back to, sorry, your question, it can be as little as a client needs. I've had a request to help clear out children's wardrobes from them, their age changes, you know, from when they're now 8 and we're going back to their clothes from 2 years of age, to a larger people just needing help but not being able to let go. They're holding on to loved ones, you know, stuff. They've passed away, or, you know, and it mightn't even be their loved ones, it's their partner's loved ones, and they just need the help to part with it. And not always the case of parting with it, but it doesn't have to be placed in the dresser, in the dining room. It can be just stored away nicely, and, you know, and put your nice stuff out that you use in the dresser daily instead of that stuff, you know?
I know. I remember, I mean, I'm going back about 20 years, but someone saying something once about something that was lying around. And the answer that I got at the time was, well, it's not costing me anything to keep it. I don't have to feed it. It's just there, but it might come in handy someday. Is that an attitude you get quite a bit of?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, there are the barriers and the excuses that prevent us there from starting. And that's a really good one. It's a really funny one. I love it because it's a really Irish one. And it's really, you know, that was given to me, or that was so expensive, or, you know, sure, I spent a fortune on that. I couldn't possibly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's you're looking at it, you don't like it, you don't use it, you've no need for it. And just passing it on, you know, recycling to charity, give it to somebody that does love it. Get more satisfaction out of and more liberating giving it away, and filling your house with a new product or something that you like. Because, you know, our homes are an ever-evolving, changing space which we live in. And it should be for the person that we are now, not for the person we were in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, can I ask you a question about yourself? Seeing as you're out of the year now, it's your own business, you set it up because you wanted to change your life and have a better life. Has it worked for you?
It has indeed. And, you know, some, like, I'm just the same as anybody else. I'll sit down and go, that exact question. And I have to weigh up, you know, I do have the freedom. I do have the flexibility that I did crave. Mm-hmm. My husband works busy hours and travels a lot. So it has enabled me that. It's been a great experience. I've met great clients with some great feedback. And so I suppose I just really enjoy helping others. And I like my day to be different. You know, having left the office job, it just suits me better.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it is a great business, and I imagine it's taken off wonderfully over the year, and it'll do nothing but improve over the year. Will it turn into, you'll have to get more people on board to work with you, sort of like a franchise, because you can't be everywhere all at once?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love that, because the stumbling block I have with it, Noel, is reaching all catchment areas. And so I've had some lovely calls from, you know, and inquiries from all over the country, and Donegal, Cork, and, you know, just time-wise and cost-wise, to be cost-effective, mm-hmm. I'd love to be able to reach everybody. So all I can do at the moment is put up some tips on the website, do some talks to reach people that way. It's very on trend at the moment. You know, we have the life-changing magic of tidying up by the Japanese Marie Kondo, and she has made this huge. We've also had a Dublin lady, Sarah Reynolds, come out at Christmas with a book, Organised. And you would have seen as well in Dun Stores over Christmas, Frances Brennan on how to create a happy home. Mm-hmm. So it's really just tips and help, people to help you as well. You go to a weight loss for when you need weight motivation, you go, you know, so it's a similar kind of concept. You just, if you need the help and it doesn't come naturally to you, just reach out for it.
Okay, well, give us all the details of your website, Aisha. And if you're, are you giving any more talks again in Dublin?
Well, I've actually been approached by a wellness company, and they are going to be hired by some corporate companies. So, you know, there will be some talks around decluttering, and I've happily said I'll go along and do them. So I'll put any of that up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you those details. No, you're ready.
But because just before you do, I just want to say that you mentioned companies, because decluttering doesn't just apply to the home. It leads to a healthy environment in work as well. And if it spreads among all the employees, and especially if there's a close proximity between workers and they can work together to declutter, it makes for, as I say, a healthy environment in the workplace as well.
That's absolutely right, yeah. Messy work environments as well, it's the same knock-on effect. And, you know, it might even start early within children. My son came home the other day from school, and he sits beside a girl, and she keeps her arm on one side of the desk so nobody can go over with their stuff, their pens, their pencil cases. And he's like, but Mom, she sounds like you.
Okay, I'll get all the details off you, Aisha, because, as I said, I heard about you through a lady at your talks, and very, very impressed by what you were doing. So it's word of mouth, but you have the website now, which it'll extend it even further. So give us all the details, Aisha.
I will indeed. No, and just to say, you know, this is something to help you that, as I said, doesn't come naturally to you. Don't be afraid to reach out. There are no judgment there. Myself and another lady go along and can help you, no matter how big or small the job is. Or if you have just a general inquiry, you can send it on email. So the website address is www.aplaceforspace.ie. And the email address is info@aplaceforspace.ie.
aplaceforspace.ie or info@aplaceforspace.ie. As I say, keep an eye out. Supposed to be information up there in the talks you're giving as well, Aisha.
There will indeed, yes.
Okay, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and congratulations on the business, and good luck for the future.
Thanks so much, Neil. Thank you for your interest.
Thank
Cheers
you.
Now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Aisha Ryan there.